Yes, he played for me. I remember quite clearly his playing the second ballad and pointing out certain things in the left hand when, you know, when it becomes agitated. He pointed out certain things there. He was always very helpful with things, and things were difficult. He always found it easier solution for it without changing anything, doing something intelligent. No, I remember now that in the fourth ballad, the last part, someone used to play it in octaves instead of playing it in broken chords. And he played it to me once in octaves, in double octaves, like that, just show me. I mean, and there he was marvelously helpful with his finger, I remember, because just for the theme start, all that part there, the fingering was very helpful. So it made it relatively easy. He was never dramatic and forceful. It always flowed, even if it was a lyrical thing following a dramatic thing, it always flowed. It was never cut up. And Schnabel was a bit cut up in comparison to Tigerman, much as I liked some of the Schnabel. I mean, Schnabel playing the second Brahms concerto was really very exciting, because he played it rather brilliantly. I always felt he had the same touch everywhere. Yes, that was his personal sound. And the thing which he played divinely, and which I tried to play, and I don't know how divinely I played it, was the Mozart Rondo in A minor. That he used to play very beautifully. You know, the body was very motionless. He used to sit, I mean, even in the middle, in playing a concerto in public, he used to sit quite straight. There was very, very little movement of the body, but there was something which was quite extraordinary when he played in public. If you were close to him, he used to sing the whole thing through and stamp on his foot two times, certain rhythms. But he used to go, all the time. He felt it so internally, you know, he was really singing everything out. I think he took that for granted, one should know how to be musical with it. There's another pianist I heard in England now, you see, it's coming back slowly. It was Moisevich. Yes. And he liked Moisevich. At least he was a pianist after my own heart, I mean, after my own temperament. And Moisevich had the same honesty as Tigerman. You see, there are certain people which I call not quite dishonest, but where you feel the calculation of things. And neither in Moisevich nor in Tigerman did you feel the calculation for an effect or something like that. And this was very, very nice. He had this pure instinct for the piano. As I said, that Horowitz has too, for the very brilliant things. They had that in common, that instinct for it. He was a great admirer of Stefan Ashkenazi. Once he really got angry with me when I came, and he saw that I hadn't stuck it. It's quite obvious. I thought I could get away with it, but there was no getting away with it. No. He was icy with me, not ferocious. Not in a temper or anything like that. I think I quoted in the paper when he says, comme je n'ai pas de chance dans la vie, je n'ai jamais eu un élève doué. That was for me. That was what I got for my being lazy. On the other hand, he could be very charming to me. He was a very emotional man. I mean, with a great dignity and things. I mean, when he was in a room, he felt his presence. But in himself, I know he was very emotional about everything.